Studies in the Book of Daniel, Chapter 4, Educational Excellence. And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. No blemish, and well-favored. This would require that they should be physically sound, well-built, and symmetrical. The words translated, wisdom, knowledge, and science, are closely related, though the second is broader than the first, and the third is broader than the second. The word translated, wisdom, signifies knowledge, understanding, and intelligence. It implies the faculty to discern what is valuable knowledge, and the ability and capacity to acquire such knowledge. The word translated knowledge relates to the mind or thought, and implies knowledge acquired by thinking and application. The word translated science signifies skill, dexterity, sagacity, shrewdness, ability to judge, and is well translated in our word science, which signifies skillful in knowledge. It implies a select and systematized knowledge. Therefore, the requirement of King Nebuchadnezzar in the selecting of these youth was that they should be physically sound and symmetrically built, and that, mentally, they should be, 1. Skillful in discerning what is valuable knowledge, and skillful in the ability to acquire such knowledge. 2. Cunning in the acquisition of knowledge by thinking and applications. And 3. Understanding how to correlate, classify, and systematize the knowledge which they had the faculty to discern was valuable knowledge, and which they were cunning in gathering. And they must have ability in all these things. What they knew was not to be mere head knowledge, but they must have the faculty of observation and adaptation so trained that what they had learned could be practically applied in their experience in everyday affairs. They were not to be like that graduate of a great university, who bore the title of M.A., yet who, when driving a horse and wanting him to go faster, thought to accomplish his purpose by pushing on the lines. They were to have such ability, such everyday common sense, as would enable them to use their knowledge to practical advantage in the common things of daily life, so that they would be practical men wherever they were, so that they could adapt themselves to any circumstances or situation, and be the master and not the slave of either circumstances or situation. From the specifications distinctly made in the scripture, and from the close and thorough examination that must be passed, it is certain that all that we have outlined was comprehended in the requirements of the king respecting the youth who were to be chosen. And this is no small tribute to the educational ideas of King Nebuchadnezzar. Indeed, his views of education, as shown in this verse of the Bible, were, for all practical purposes, far in advance of the educational system that prevails today, even in the leading colleges and universities of the United States. Yet Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were able successfully to pass such an examination. Where, then, did they get such an education, being, as they were, but mere youth? The answer to this question is worth having. Besides, we need it just now, for all this was written especially for the last days.